It's a ghost tour for a friend. Hi, everyone. It's Reverend Henry Flores with Paranormal Travels right here on Anchor.fm. Now, check this out. I've been doing ghost tours here in El Paso, Texas for many years, and I've traveled the country doing a lot of ghost tours and being a part of them, meeting other weirdos like myself and making fun of muggles and stuff like that. You know, it's fun, you know, stuff like that. And one of our brethren, one of our volunteers, a great guy that I used to work with, his name is Roger Alba. He had passed away about late January. And what I wanted to do was do this quick podcast, a quick memoriam for him. And why we're going to do a cool ghost tour for a volunteer that did ghost tours for us, you know. It's like one final show just for him. And unfortunately for the rest of us, the show goes on. Well, here's the thing. Roger, my good buddy, my friend, he was one of those guys that, even though he gave bear hugs, he was the lion of the organization. He was the lion of the tours because his presence was just big. He wasn't a big dude. I had to watch out for my nipples. Yeah, that's right. I had to watch out. I'll explain that in a little bit. But Roger was one of those types of guys that he would take away your problems just by looking at them. You know? Because he would do something stupid, something silly, something that'll make you laugh. And he owned his own tow truck company. He would pick up big rigs or big trucks that just fell off bridges and stuff like that. Well, the state of Texas would give him a call. So he would go out there and do it. And Roger, he would just put a smile on all of our faces. Now, one thing that reminds me of him all the freaking time was him wanting to pinch my nipples because, well, I'm not a skinny guy and I'm not really big, but, you know, hey, I got moops, and he would flick them, and I would be like, no, stop it. And I would tell his wife, Nina, hey, yeah, watch out, you know. But the biggest memory I have of him, biggest memory I have of my friend, is when he surprised me in a very strange way. I was getting cables together and getting the TV set ready for a presentation at our Day of the Dead festival about a year ago. And he went ahead and tried to de-stress me because I was going nuts putting all this stuff together, and it just didn't work. And I was so frustrated that it didn't work. So he put on a giant costume, a big suit of Finn the dog from Adventure Time, you know, and he put on the suit, and all his whole body was covered in this costume except his face. And I'm bent over the table, and he grabs my hips and he thrusts my butt right on him, and I was like, what the hell? And I turn around, and he's standing there in this costume with a big old grin on his face, and I just burst out laughing. Oh my god, I almost peed myself. Actually, I think I did pee myself, but it was so funny. And I just looked at him like, you crazy motherfucker. It was so funny. But I don't know, that's what I remember of him, just doing silly things like that. And last time I saw him was on the road. He was picking up a truck, and I honked at him, hey, Roger! And he went by, and he says, hey, Henry! And he's one of those brothers that you are going to miss. And on February 9th, we're going to have a ghost tour in his honor, in his memory, with Lost El Paso Paranormal, and of course with Paranormal Travels at Concordia Cemetery. And for more information on that, you can follow the link that's on this bio, follow the link that's on this podcast, and we'll get you more information. Paranormal Travels, well, we go around the country and talk about all the haunted spots throughout the places, and try to tell you all these ghost stories that we have. That's a lot of fun. So next time, I'm Reverend Henry Flores. We'll talk to you soon. Bye.